Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Vitaly Golem, a partner with Drake Star Partners, a global investment banking firm serving the technology, media, and communications sectors. And Vitaly, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what is Drake Star's market expertise? Let's start there to kick things off.
Drake Star Partners is a global investment banking firm, as you mentioned. We have over 100 bankers across 9 offices in 6 countries, and we are particularly focused. One of our key areas is mobility and the future of mobility, where we've done over 40 deals globally, and we have 5 dedicated partners in the sector. So we focus on everything in charging, energy generation, vehicles, infrastructure, everything in the future of mobility.
And speaking of mobility, why is the mobility market segment particularly important to the world today?
You know, there's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, as far as a business opportunity, it's a once-in-a-century change that we're going through. It's a $5 trillion industry and sector that moves everyone and everything on this planet and soon to be beyond. If we look at why this is important for the world, I think everybody has recognized, especially recently, that transportation is a major area of pollution. Transportation accounts for about 20% of global carbon dioxide emissions, and a quarter if we only consider carbon dioxide from emissions just on energy. And about 45% of that is passenger vehicles, 30% are road freight vehicles, 11% aviation, and about 10% shipping. You know, in the past year with COVID, I think a lot of times when a lot of the traffic stopped, people realized that just how much pollution is ambient in the air, and there's been a renewed focus on that. So, you know, it's a very important part of our economy, and it's a very important part of our environment, probably the most important.
You're certainly right about that, and some great points made on that as well. Now, what are the key findings to the Drake Star State of the Advanced Mobility Industry Report 2021? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we took a look at what happened with the COVID shutdown. It was a huge effect, obviously, on this whole transportation and manufacturing industry. We know that still, you know, the two main drivers in electrification, particularly, are government regulations and government incentives. And it's quite interesting. We had a little bit of a preview during the Biden campaign last year about where he'd like to take the U.S. And you know, it's delightful to see some of the movement already in just the first not even 100 days on this administration pushing towards catching U.S. up with Europe and China on electrification standards. And I think we'll be far beyond that. So we've seen, you know, a huge acceleration of EV, of electric vehicles. We have seen a slowdown in development autonomy. I think there was a little bit of a hype happening for the past few years with a lot of excitement about where autonomy might take us. But there's been a kind of a consensus and realization that we're still a few years away from real autonomy. So a lot of the R&D dollars from the major players are going instead into a stronger push into electrification while still working on autonomy and monitoring how that goes. We've seen some progress on the next generation of aviation. Where we'll see, you know, next few years, a little bit further down the horizon, we'll see some new things come online, like hydrogen fuel cell based aviation and battery electric VTOLs, et cetera. And some of them have been making the news lately with SPAC deals and going public. And particularly excited about future things like Hyperloop, which is much closer than people realize since it's been talked about in the future tense for so long. So that's coming as well. Very, very soon.
Yeah, thanks for highlighting some of those key findings and for this fine report as well. Today, we're joined by Vitaly Golem, a partner with Drake Star Partners, a global investment banking firm serving the technology, media, and communication sectors. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, talking about COVID, who can't bring that up in the conversation? How did COVID-19 impact the mobility market segment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw about this time last year, we saw a complete shutdown of manufacturing globally, first in China. And there was a huge disruption both in manufacturing of vehicles, let's say, particularly in this industry, as well as the supply chains, and huge effect on public transportation as well. But as we see, you know, there was a lot of inertia in manufacturing, auto manufacturing before, where there's so many investments made in the old way of doing things. And the silver lining, as we've seen a lot of the manufacturing come back, is that, you know, since things were broken, they were rebuilt or beginning to be rebuilt towards electric vehicles. So that's why we've seen this kind of huge acceleration. We're still at a very small market share, maybe under 3% of passenger vehicles, and that's a leading category that are EVs, but we've seen a huge jump in the growth there of market share. So all of the numbers have been revised, all the projections have been revised for the next few years, where we'll see a huge acceleration there. On public transportation, I mean, public transportation is still obviously the most efficient way to move people around, and because of all of the social distancing, et cetera, that's been a huge effect, and that still hasn't come back, but we expect that that will start moving in the right direction. We've already seen with aviation big moves by the airlines to clean air very quickly to allow everybody back into planes. And we'll probably see some advances in public transportation to give people peace of mind that they're not in a petri dish when they get on the bus in the city. So hopefully I'll come back very soon as well.
Yeah, looking ahead, certainly a positive report, and really appreciate the details and info there as well. Now, where's the mobility industry looking ahead further? Where is the mobility industry going next, and how will it impact how we live?
Well, we expect to see increasing number of countries and regions banning polluting vehicles. We've already seen that, for example, in major cities like London. The state of California announced that it will limit or eliminate the sale of internal combustion vehicles in about 10 or 15 years. So all of these things are pushing all in the same direction. And we will see a large market share expansion in on-road EVs very soon. There are dozens and dozens of vehicles that have been announced that are launching towards the end of this year and beginning of next year. Same thing is happening, maybe less obvious to the average consumer, but in freight and logistics as well. And we're starting to see battery electric trucks, hydrogen fuel cell trucks, and aviation in freight, and all those things going in that direction as well. So we will see the next generation of aviation take flight in the next few years. And then, as I mentioned before, Hyperloop is not that far behind. It's a fully electric city center to city center travel at the speed of sound. And that's something that we'll see in the next half decade start becoming much more real and start taking passengers. So very, very exciting times. It's a once in 100 years change for us in the way we move around this planet, move people and goods. And we're excited to be part of it and supporting all the great companies behind us, working on the components, the software, the chemistry, all the innovations behind it, and then all the companies putting that together into the vehicles and the on-road things that we can touch, feel, and use and buy very soon.
Mr. Gloom, really appreciate this fine report and for taking a moment to be with us here today to share some great insight here on the mobility market as well. As we conclude, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
Yeah, our team at Drakestar Partners, we support innovation, and we come from backgrounds. We're not the typical bankers, I like to say. We come from operating backgrounds, from venture capital, from running companies ourselves. So we love working with great entrepreneurs and helping them realize their dreams and wishes and aspirations, and having a strong partner behind them like Drakestar sometimes or oftentimes makes a big, big difference. So we're very happy to hear from different companies working in the space, and we hope that everybody finds our report very useful and informative.
Yes, most definitely there. And again, we really appreciate all the information. If listeners wanted to get more information on Drakestar Partners, where should they go online to get further details?
You can search for Drakestar Partners on LinkedIn. You can always go to drakestar.com. And we're also on Twitter. And you can access our report on our website, drakestar.com, in the sector section. And we'd love to hear from you. You should find my contact details there as well.
And of course, we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast for further help as well. Again, Mr. Gloom, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Vitaly Golom, a partner with Drake Star Partners, a global investment banking firm serving the technology, media, and communication sectors. And for all the details, visit drakestar.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.